Skipton Show proves draw of socialist R. Peter Harris, Lancashire Socialist Party. 1 in 6 people have never visited an art gallery according to a recent survey for Gallery Rise Art, no doubt due to feeling intimidated. So how did we manage to attract nearly 100 people and local press coverage to a political arts event, the Bad Art Skipton Exhibition? We stressed that all 10 artists are socialists and internationalists, and that as supporters of the Bad Art campaign we are not just another art group. We are active in the fight back against austerity, and the struggle for a society of freedom for artists and all workers, socialism. On entering the gallery, visitors passed through trade union banners and photographs of demonstrations, and could read statements of our political aims. In the exhibition itself you were immediately confronted with a diversity of artworks. Some made overtly political points. Others were more surreal, but nevertheless presented another worldview. This diversity of work was underpinned by our stressing the primary need for the socialist transformation of society. It made the show a vibrant success, particularly for the young people who attended. We raised money through program sales and donations. As socialists, involvement in the arts can be an extension of our main day-to-day political campaigning. The Bad Art Project, initiated by members of the Socialist Party and its sister organizations around the world, aims to help further that. For future events, and more about Bad Art, visit badartworld.net. Socialism 2017, 11 and the 12th of November, Central London. Discussions include, can art and literature provide a voice for the left? Find out more, and book tickets at socialism2017.net.